Hey GWA Backstage, this is Ruthie Wren, and I'm just doing another questionnaire. I'm really starting to like the questionnaires. I've always been one into like those get to know you kind of games, so maybe that's it. This one was Baby Kitten's Disney questionnaire. And I'm not too afraid to admit that I like Disney stuff. So here it goes. Number one. What is my favorite Disney character and why? Favorite Disney character. God, that is so hard. I would probably have to say Prince Adam or Beast of Beauty and the Beast, just because he just has like a huge character development from start to finish. So, and I really appreciate that. If you had to compare a Disney character to yourself, who would that be? I would probably say Belle, just because she's so well-read and very kind, and it gets her into a predicament, which pretty much sounds exactly like what I've done. Or I'd say Merida. I'm a redhead, so I'm stubborn like her, and I use ridiculous facial expressions at times, and don't like people choosing my fate for me, so I would say those two. Favorite Disney movie, if you haven't guessed it, Beauty and the Beast. I was not super huge on the live action version. I've always adored the, sorry, I'm going to stop playing with my mouse now. I've always adored the cartoon, the original. If I could have dinner with any Disney character, who would it be and why? It would be Bert from Mary Poppins. I adore Dick Van Dyke, and Bert's character is just, I think he would be a wonderful dinner company. He'd be polite. He would laugh. They're always lucky, the chimney sweeps, so I would choose him. Favorite Disney song, You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan. It's just a very special song. And second song, the most romantic song of all the Disney movies, actually, I feel is Once Upon a Dream from Sleeping Beauty. I just love that it communicates that feeling when you find that person that you've been looking for your whole life. It's like they've always kind of been there, that you know them. If you've been to one of the Disney parks, what is your favorite ride? If I haven't, what would I go to first? I've never been to Disney World or Disneyland. I think it'd be fun to go one day. I would have to nerd out and say my first interest would be checking out the Star Wars rides or park areas. That's not Harry Potter. But anyways, yeah, double nerding out then. I would do that. Which Disney character do you not like at all? First one that comes to mind is Iago off of Aladdin. He's just, I think it's Gilbert Gottfried's voice. I mean, Iago is supposed to be just a disgustingly selfish and rude parrot, and that's exactly what he comes off as, and I just don't like it. So maybe he's one of the best characters in that sense because he did exactly what he was supposed to do. Favorite Disney villain. So I'm going to have to say that it's going to be Kylo Ren from Star Wars. I know people hate him, he's a crybaby, etc., etc., but I have a thing for broken men, and I think he's very broken, and I just love him. Which Pixar movie made me cry the most? Definitely In and Out. What is it? Inside Out. With the emotions. There were so many emotions in that movie and so many deep-seated things, and it hit so many like psychological and mental issues. And so it was a very touching movie. Other than that, I would say the first one I always think about is Up. The beginning, love story just, it broke my heart in a beautiful way. And I just could not contain it without crying. Do I think Frozen was worth all the hype? Why or why not? I think Frozen is a great movie. Very good. But, I mean, I think it went on for like 2 years of hype. And I did not think it was that amazing. So, I guess I'm saying no, it was not worth all that hype. Because even now, I still find children running around singing Let It Go. And wanting to be Elsa and Anna. And I'm just like, there's so much more. favorite Pixar movie? I'm going to go with WALL-E. I am a sci-fi junkie, so I love space. I love the music in it, the kookiness to it, the messages about the Earth and love. And so I just like it all. Which Disney character would you want to have sex with and why? Of course we'd have to have a sex question. I'm going to go back to Kylo Ren because he's young and being a Sith and broken man, I'm sure is DTF and I am all right with that. And if it wasn't him, I would have to say any large, robust man in the Disney universe because that is very attractive to me. So if we're just talking sex, why not go for what you're attracted to? That is all the questions. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'm sorry about all the ums. It is a nervous habit of mine, but I had a good time recording this, so thanks a lot for listening.